program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome, Seekers, to a very special episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Oh, I know I say that practically every episode, but this time it's motivated by tragic news. We have lost somebody seminal to us Seekers. Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater has died, and it's like losing a Beatle. Tonight's episode is going to be a tribute to the Firesign Theater and all that they have done for the freaks of the world. I know all too well, because they were part of my life from my earliest sentient thoughts. Growing up in the windswept wastes of Kansas as a 13-year-old teeny bopper, I somehow managed to acquire a portable AM/FM radio. I had to shoplift the 9-volt batteries at Fire It, but a life of crime was well worth it for what I got out of that cheap little thing with its retractable silver aerial. At the time, Wichita had a progressive rock station, but not long after I discovered it, its call letters and format got changed to KBRA, beautiful music all the time, beginning a hatred of elevator music that took 2 decades to subside. But in the brief window of a significant summer, drifting through the tinny speakers of that little plastic box, I heard the Firesign Theater for the very first time. I had no idea what the hell I was listening to. I was mostly unfamiliar with radio serials, so that format was entirely new to me. But the first Firesign Theater thing I heard just blew me away. It was "I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus." And in my rough-hewn, cornpone naivete, I was totally buffaloed. The apparently chaotic insanity seemed to have a theme, but I was too dazzled to see it. But then I heard Nick Danger, Third Eye. It thrilled me. It killed me. It drilled me a new one right in the middle of my forehead. And that was the entry key my tiny mind needed. I heard Bozos again, and I mostly got it this time. And one starlit Kansas night, I sat on my open second-story windowsill and listen to the entire 2 sides of "Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers" issued from those tinny speakers, plunging me into a warm brain bath of pleasure. Oh, I was in love. I hitchhiked with a couple young freaks to see the Firesign Theater movie, Martian Space Party, when it played at a theater on the northern fringes of Wichita. Oh, I got to see the boys moving and everything. I even wigged out in glee when Phil Proctor did a guest turn as a carelessly murderous rich kid on The Rookies. Oh, I started buying the albums. Oh, those exquisite multi-dimensional albums. And wearing them out. I wanted to hear everything they ever recorded. I wanted to have a bell-bottom outfit made out of t-shirts like Dave Osman wore on the back cover of Everything You Know Is Wrong. But above all, I wished I had 4 or 5 crazy guys like that in my life to have a great time cutting up and goofing around and being smart and sly and funny. And then in 1981, I found this church. At that point, I'd say Santa got my letter. Oh, Bob appeared then, working alongside the theater to save me from slipping over the edge into Pink World. But I was only there for Bob because those other crazy guys had kept my quivering subgenius brain alive throughout the early 70s. They were the other voices in my head that I needed so badly at that pivotal pubescent time. When I was first becoming lucid, years and years before this church was there for me, those familiar and ever-changing voices that I heard drifting through my speakers formed an audio lifeline that I clung to like a baby monkey. Oh, even to this day, with what's left of my shredded brain, I can recite whole chunks of their work from memory. entire scenes, if not whole sides, of the Fireside Theater's masterpieces. And Hamlet's soliloquy. That's all I can unreel off the cuff. Oh, but unlike Shakespeare, the Fireside Theater's material never got old. Oh, yeah, material is timeless, but... Oh, Seeker's genius, true subgenius genius, is eternal. But the cruel curse is that its meat vessels have a cosmic egg timer existence. These are heart-wrenching times. We keep losing our icons, our mentors and friends, the warmly familiar touchstones we've shared our journey with. And now that we've lost Peter Bergman, I feel an aching sting that twists me at the very core of where I came from as a thinking, reasoning, laughing being. I only hope that Peter understood what he provided to the freaks like me in this world. How he and his friends delivered that soul-saving protective balm of gut-punch irony and blow-it-out-your-ass laughter that means survival to our kind. And how he kept on beaming that deliriously happy insanity out into the ether, all the way to his final outgoing meteoric flourish of shared joy. It is by truly miraculous, shimmering, Dobbs-blessed grace that sweet Peter Bergman was here and that he did what he did. And as subgeniuses, we are all the richer for it. So we're going to hear some classic Fireside Theater tonight, Seekers. I could have played the more obscure stuff, but Stang is going to be taking care of that along the line with the brilliant Peter Bergman tribute show. I, on the other hand, feel the need to hear those original earworms that soaked into my cortex and helped make me what I am today. But on the off chance there's some little subgenius kid sitting on a windowsill somewhere with a tinny little radio, I am not going to miss the chance to catch that kid. So tonight, we're going to be hearing selections from two Fireside Theater albums. How can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all? And I think we're all bozos on this bus. And I know that the voices all seem to mix together, but as you hear bozos in the middle of it, when you hear Artie choke, you can know that that's Peter. Enjoy, Seekers.
Hiya, friends. Ralph's Sportsport Motors, the world's largest new used and used automobile dealership. Ralph's Sportsport Motors here in the city of Emphysema. Let's just look at the extras on this fabulous car. Wire wheel, spoke fenders, two-way sneeze-through, wind vents, star set, mudguard, sponge-coated, edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air-conditioned air from our fully factory-equipped air-conditioned factory. It's a beautiful car, friends, with doors to match. Birch's blacklist says this automobile was stolen, but for you, friends, a complete price, only $2,500 in easy money payments for the rest of the week, twice a week, and never on Sunday.
I'll take it. I can't wait to get away from it all.
Well, okay, fine. Let's just take a look inside your beautiful new home.
Come on in.
Thanks.
As you can see, this car has been fully equipped with a complete line of extras designed with your mind in mind. Here, for instance, an all-weather climate control in red, blue, or green with a special oxygen danger indicator level.
Gee whiz.
And here, of course, your own personal remote control picture-size color TV with matching brass knob. Just reach above the bar and press the button right there under the handy laminated imitation masonite Wild West gun rack with a look of real wood for the channel of your choice.
Ralph, can I try it?
Sure.
Don't we do it in the road here at Ralph?
I like those colors.
Isn't that nice?
Nice. Can you get UHF?
No, I don't believe in flying saucers. A little blue halo around my head.
Can I get a little more orange in his face?
Sure, right there.
Where, right?
No,
under the trigger here?
Yeah, that's right.
One second, I've got to get the safety off. Oh! Look at that blue horse.
All right, yeah.
I think I've...
Look at the muscles on that dude. He's got muscles in there.
That's Steve Reeves.
No.
No?
That, there,
no,
that's Stevens.
That's Agnes Moorhead.
Oh, yeah? I thought I've seen this one. Where's the bathroom?
Huh? Oh, right next to the radio there. Completely modulated with dual left and right stereo speakers and two compatible frequencies. Your AM. By the way, we also have FM right here.
FM over here? Let me try it.
Oh, off with your wife and head in any direction on the freeway of your choice. And we'll see you in a couple of hours here at Ralph Spoilsport Motors, the world's biggest, here in the city of fine music. Thanks for the insurrection, and now back to our morning concert and afternoon showtime favorite, the Magic Bowl Movement from Symphony in C Minor by Johann Amadeus Majewski.
Hey, Ralph, that's great fidelity on that FM. Such a
nice tone. Heard nothing yet. I've got right here this scarf for your transatlantic driving pleasure, this fully allographed sea mattress shortwave radio, and this non-returnable, non-disposable zip-line carrying case.
Can I get Duluth on it?
Duluth, Mungo. You can get Tierra del Fuego.
Nice picture. I like it.
What?
I like it.
What? Wait a minute.
I said, Ralph.
Wait a minute. Let me turn off
the car.
Get back to
the
picture. Turn this FM off here. Radio over here. Okay.
I'll get the TV.
No. Leave it on for a minute. Yeah, I have seen this before. Go ahead, turn off. Well, that's it. Here's your keys. Goodbye, friends, and happy motoring back on the freeway, which is already in progress.
Whew. Well, here goes. Nice feel. Let's see. How can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all? Dum-bum-bump. I think I'll give this old baby a spin on the freeway.
Wrong way. Entering freeway.
Here we go.
Emergency parking. Merging buses ahead.
Giant slide, 19 holes, underground parking, Midden Hills, retirement paradise,
Easy access. Goldoni Avenue. Strasburg Lane, 1 mile.
Regency speedometer's only got half a mile on it. Antelope Freeway North. I want to go north, or do I want to take the Gamora Expressway west?
Shadow Valley Condoms. If you lived here, you'd be home by now. Antelope Hills, selected living, comfortable, easy, okay.
Antelope Freeway, this lane, exit only.
Yeah, I think I'll take the old Antelope, less traffic.
Easy street. Antelope Freeway, 1 mile.
Clean up Armenia. Get a hair lift.
Antelope Freeway, 1/2 mile.
Chile Avenue.
Let's see what they got
Antelope
in this
freeway,
car.
1/4 mile.
Let's see. We got
Antelope Freeway, 1/8 mile.
Bites, wipers,
Antelope
defrost,
freeway,
temperature, and climate control.
Antelope Freeway, 1/32.
See what kind of climate I can get.
Antelope Freeway, 1/16.
Winter Wonderland.
Antelope Freeway,
spring fever. Indian
Antelope
summer.
Freeway, 1/2.
Tropical paradise.
Antelope
tropical
freeway,
paradise. I think I'll give it a try.
Wait a minute.
Rolling, take one.
right around to the corner. Yes, in fact, it's come right here to beautiful this area. The Future Fair. A fair for all and no fair to anybody. Yes, it's free. Join the expectant crowd gathering now as we stop here on...
That's Elm Street.
Holy
Come
fun.
Closer, folks. Don't crowd the wheels.
Back from the shadows again. Out where an engine's your friend. Where the vegetables are green and you can pee into the stream.
Right on, right
yes,
on.
We're back from the shadows again. Howdy, everybody. I'm the Whispering Squad.
And I'm the Lonesome Bee Chick.
And I'm Artie Choke. And we're just a joke.
And don't be afraid, little people, because we're just holy grams.
Great.
Yeah, but what about you, partner? What you doing today?
Can't be much, Lonesome. Nobody's working.
Nobody except us, and I'm getting tired of standing here with these geeks a-gawking at me.
Now you keep it sweet, Pete.
Listen here, Leafhead, I'm gonna...
Now, boys, fighting's out of style, yeah. And fun's where the fair's at. In the future, that is.
You can bet your roots, Toots, it's tons of fun.
And technical stimulation.
That's what I need.
And there's lots more of me where I come from.
In government-inflicted simulation.
The future can't wait. No place to hide.
Yeah, so climb on aboard.
We're going inside.
We're going back to the shadows again. Out where an Indian's your friend.
Going down.
Where the vegetables are green. And you can pee right into the stream. And that's important. We're back from the shadows again.
Doors close in 5 seconds.
Pluck the duck. Who have I got to lose?
Welcome in. Now follow the rubber line to your seat.
Excuse me, is this window taken?
Oh, no, certainly. No. Take your seat.
Thank you.
Soft, isn't it?
That's really comfortable. Yeah. It's just like sitting in a big hand.
Comfy? Now here's famous broadcaster Floyd Dan.
Hello, Globetrotters. While we're still on the ground, let's look around and see where we are. In the windows to your left, it's 5,000 feet to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Yet now, as inevitable as dawn, the sun, arcing on its axis, rises to meet the east. Chariot racing across the high noon desert sky, only to plummet like Paul Icarus into the sensual, lamenting seas of the South Pacific.
That's pretty.
And even now, yet, as scary night descends upon us, we could appreciate the wonders of nature as stimulating as man's own triumphs. Let us pause.
That was our final ground stop. Ladies and gentlemen, children, bozos.
I'm a bozo.
I thought you had a kind of a big nose.
You recognized it, huh?
Yeah.
You'd like to give it a squeeze?
Oh, no.
Now, come on, squeeze the wheeze. Many people like to.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't hurt me.
No.
You know, I think we're all bozos on this bus.
Oh. My mother was a bozoette at school.
No kidding. Well, you know, my ma always said, you gotta start young if you're gonna stick it out.
Well, my mother didn't talk to me much.
Now, please, everyone.
Poor kid.
Lock your wigs, let the air out of your shoes, and prepare yourselves for a period of simulated exhilaration. Everybody ready?
Excuse me, I'm
Let's
just going to sink in.
For
Don't, not too far there.
The future
is fun. The future is fair. They already have won. They already be there.
Hello. Hello. We're glad you made it. Welcome to the future.
Was that simulated?
Who knows?
Be sure to inflate shoes before crossing the water. Remember, the rubber lines are for your convenience and protection. Thank you.
Oh, well, hey, don't forget to bump your shoes.
Oh, I don't wear them anymore. I gave them up years ago.
Oh. Well, come on. Oh, well, I must go where the bozos go,
yeah,
kid.
I'll bet. So long.
Yeah, longer the better.
Honk, honk.
Well, listen, kid, I'm alone. I got the clone. Maybe we'll run into each other on the fun way, huh?
Yeah, you bet, honky. Honk, honk.
Oh. Howdy, little partner. Which way you going now, huh?
I don't know, Mr. Beat.
Yeah, that's right. You could cut them off at the past.
What?
But I'll tell you what I'd like to recommend.
Wall of Science.
'Cause it's my favorite. Just climb aboard that old...
yellow.
Rubber line. Oh. Well, thank you, partner. See you on the fun way.
Yeah.
Yippee-tie one on.
Right. So long, Beathead. I give my...
standing here like an idiot talking to myself. I might as well walk over to the old yellow line. Stand here on the yellow line like an idiot talking to myself.
You have chosen the path of science.
Huh.
Stand in the middle of the rubber line.
That's where I am, real comfy.
Oh!
Please keep your hands to yourself. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Before the beginning, there was this turtle. And the turtle was alone, and he looked around, and he saw his neighbor, which was his mother. And he lay down on top of his neighbor, and behold, she bore him in tears an oak tree, which grew all day, and then fell over like a bridge. And lo, under the bridge there came a catfish, and he was very big, and he was walking, and he was the biggest he had seen. And so were the fiery balls of this fish, one of which is the sun, and the other the moon.
Yes, some uncomplicated peoples still believe this myth. But here in the technical vastness of the future, we can guess that surely the past was very different. We can surmise, for instance, that these two great balls...
We know for certain, for instance, that for some reason, for some time in the beginning, there were hot lumps. Cold and lonely, they whirled noiselessly through the black holes of space. These insignificant lumps came together to form the first union, our sun, the heating system. And about this glowing gas bag... rotated to the earth, a cat's eye among eggs, blinking in astonishment across the face of time.
Well, we were covered with a molten scum of rocks, bobbing on the surface like rats. Later, when there was less heat, these giant rock groups settled down among the land masses. During this extinct time, our earth was like a steam room, and no one, not even man, could get in. However, the oceans and the sewers were simmering with a rich protein stew, and the mountains moved in to surround and protect them. They didn't know then that living as we know it was already taken over. Thank you.
Animals without backbones hid from each other or fell down. Clamosaurs and oysterettes appeared as appetizers. Then came the sponges, which sucked up about 10% of all life. Hundreds of years later, in the late devouring period, fish became obnoxious. Trailer bikes, chigger bites, and mosquitoes collided aimlessly in the dense gas. Finally, tiny edible plants sprang up in rows, giving birth to generations of insecticides and other small dying creatures. Thank you.
Millions of months passed, and 28 days later, the moon appeared. This small change was reflected best, perhaps, in the sand dollar, which shrank to almost nothing at the bottom of the pool, where even dumb amphibians like catfish laid their eggs in the boiling waters, only to be gobbled up every 3 minutes by the giant sea horns and jungle bunnies, which scared everybody. And so, in fear and hot water, man is born.
I am La Brea Man. I am first man. Wife and I live in pits. I discover pain and boredom, and how to use hands in self-defense.
I am his son. I am called Plowman. I was the first to dig the earth and make the rivers run backward. There was no stopping me or my wife.
I am his many cousins.
I chipped the stone.
I smelt the rock.
I bronzed the shoe.
I laid the asphalt.
Together, we made enough noise to keep the wolves awake.
I am his godson, civilized man. I harnessed the secret of the calendar, and with the power of the week, I built the pyramids.
I am his mentor, Hippocrates. I put him through school, where he learned to stand up for a principle and sit down on his own stool.
I am his father, Caesarion. I sent him away from home for something to live on and paid him to fight over it.
So now, everywhere he went, man dropped a great load of knowledge, forming a rich compost where slumbered the modifying spark of humanity. Yet it was not many years later, in the little Flemish village of Cotterdam, that the restless chemist Sir Sidney Fudd was to make that particularly momentous entry in his scientific journal.
Love you. You're a opt served Fuddles. Dear Nabby, darling Nabby, thanks for the pomegranates. Spunky loves them and will be sitting up soon, I hope. As for the excellent porcelain astrolabe, there's an E in there, astrolabe, yes, which miraculously arrived in precise working condition after its perilous journey round the P. I set it up directly, and having once aligned it upon the celestial doggy, the sight so roused me that I was seized by a transport of scientific rapture, and whilst a happy prisoner of this unhappy state, I fell upon my glorious machine and knocked it perforce out down the kitchen stairs, carrying faithful Spunky, with it. You can imagine my confusion. But quid Malberg in Plano, consternation turned to lucidation. Period there. Could this be the solution to our problems, both personal and scientific? Howsoever, a devilishly natural principle of science had revealed itself! Exclamation point. And through my quivering quill, I present it to you thus. Quote, if you push something hard enough, it will fall over, end quote. So little did this console poor Spunky that I was compelled to lie on her for at least a fortnight.
If you push something hard enough, it will fall over. Fudd's first law of opposition. How can we best illustrate the stubborn consistency of this eternal principle? by walking down this shady New England lane on Wednesday, 1875. We pause before the grounded iron gate of Dr. Beddoe's Pneumatic Institute and eavesdrop upon two members of the Amateur Electrical League.
Dick, Dick, she works! It does, Tom! It comes in and goes out like anything!
Oh, to think all I had to do was put the balls on the other side.
Look at them spin now!
Oh, aren't they beautiful?
Tom! Those balls will mean your fortune.
By Fudd, I'll patent this machine and name it after Nancy.
What, you mean pushover?
Yes, because that's what she does. And she'll run everything.
Everywhere.
Every time.
Forever.
For everybody.
It comes in. It must go out. Testicles deviant to Fudd's law. So, with the invention of the motor-operated pushover, man and science gave birth to life here, today, in the future. Man, woman, child, all is up against the wall of science.
I like the future. I'm in it.
I build it myself, and I love it.
I'm not sure.
Personally, I'm very pleased.
No, I think it's going to be all right.
I can dig it.
How do I like the future? Well, the future's not here yet, man.
Smaller, but cleaner.
Right on.
I said live it or live with it.
Straight ahead.
Well, I think it has quite a great future in it. It's electric.
Yes, is the Honorable Chester Cadaver. Sure, understanding today's complex world of the future is a little like having bees live in your head. But there they are. And like the young lady said...
I said live it or live with it.
What does this mean? Well, for the straight poop, let's go where I go every morning. Centrally located and barely a stone's throw from the tomb of the unregistered voter, downstairs in the historic old grid building.
Hello, Clive.
Ah, come on in, Chester.
Well, thank you very much. Hi. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're just in time to help me check out this new model government.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just brought it down, and they say it explains everything.
Well, you know, it sure is big.
Hey, well, look over there in the left end. That's where you work, there in the Bureau of Western Mythology.
By golly, we're at proud service of the Lost Electricity Reclamation Agency, Senator.
Yeah, well, the LES is under the left... I think I'll just plug it in.
Oh, right? Well, listen, I'll just use this little plug right down here.
Turn out that plug, Chucko. Uh-uh, see?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, you got to plug in the female. Listen to it. Teaches you, huh?
Yeah.
Half of what comes in here?
Must go out there.
Righto. Let's see what it does with this fine miniature boxcar of industrial coke.
Okay. Look at that.
That's
amazing.
Let's see. It's pumped from the Veterans Tap Dance Administration.
It goes up here to the Assistant Secretary of Leftovers.
Let's flop down to the Secretary of Covers.
Right. Now watch it go now. Around the Department of Spies.
Into the office of the Secretary of Failure himself, wouldn't you know? That's shoes for industry, Charlie.
And it's food for thought, you know, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, but we're talking about power, Chucko.
Well, I know you are. You wouldn't be here.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, sirree.
It heard the word power, and it responded just like we do. And here it comes. Here comes our ox cart right back to Earth. Smack dab on the middle of the Small Animal Administration.
Well, I must say, that's the most incredible demonstration, but where are the humans, officer?
Why, they're right here, son, waiting in the lobby to use the power of that ton of coke.
Oh, then we must be very near the president, Mr. Devers.
Yes, Dagwood. He's the terminal bus, the output.
I'll bet you he really puts out.
That's right. Everyone's always asking him questions.
Oh, well, maybe my friend here would like to ask something. Huh? He's been with us since before the beginning, sir. He must be bursting with a short question about his place in the future.
Oh, is he your friend?
Yes.
Well, I'll ask him his name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you state your name? Please state your name.
Oh, do you want me
Please
to...
Please state your first name.
Clem.
Thank you.
Clem.
Now we can introduce you and some of your selected neighbors to our president.
Thanks.
Step off, stopping yellow line.
Okay.
Stand on steady blue line.
Throbbing.
You are now going to see the president.
Oops, okay.
No flashes, please. Thank you.
You're not spring.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Jim.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hello.
always nice to see you.
Jim.
You know, the mainspring of this country, wound up as tight as it is guaranteed for the life of the watch. And who's watching? People like you.
Jim.
And you.
Barney.
People who are alerted and unafraid to waste the little time that I've scheduled just for your question. State short question.
Well, Mr. President, it's the bees and spiders again. They stole my food stamps and sold them to the rats. And I tried to get down to my car for to honk the horn for help, but the snakes have gotten it for the cockroaches. I go back upstairs, but the spiders have jammed the police lock. I ain't been inside for a week, and I know that my wife is sleeping with the bees.
Could you state that as a question, please?
Well, sure, Mr. President. Where can I get a job?
Many busy executives ask me, what about the job displacement market program in the city of the future?
That's right.
Well, count on us to be there.
Jerry.
Because if we're lucky tomorrow, we won't have to deal with questions like yours ever again.
Thank you for question. Exit left to Funway. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Barney!
Hello. Always glad to talk to you.
Barney!
You know, when you clock the human race with the stopwatch of history, it's a new record every time.
That's a cute story, Mr. President, and I...
And who loses? People like you.
Barney!
Well...
And you.
Clem.
People who are altered...
Stop, Mr. President, please stop. Now, I know it means nothing to you. I'm only a clone, but you've got such a wonderful job, and you're doing it so well. You know, we bozos have a saying. When you put on the nose...
Could you state it that as a question? Read to. Thank you very much.
Barney.
You'll be getting a handsome simulfax copy of your own words in the mail soon.
No.
And my reply.
My golly, Mr. President,
thank
you're
you for
beneficent.
Question. Exit right to Funway.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Clem.
Hello. Always nice to see you.
Clem.
You know, the springhead of this country...
All right, stop, Mr. President. Mr. President, stop, please. Now, listen to me. This is worker speaking. Hello.
Hello. How are you? State maintenance question.
Fine, thanks. No. Read me Dr. Memory.
Amrad is not sure I understand you fully. Could you state that as a question, please?
Read me Dr. Memory?
Sistat, direct readout, uptime 9:01
Hey, man, ask him a question.
44 seconds. Amalfax shuffle time, less than 1% of freight drain. Log fire. 5 jobs, 2 detached. Minimum entry, gate 1. Totaling balance national debt, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxcars. Gate to close.
Okay, all right, that you're doing fine, but this is a flip-flop, Springhead.
Flip-flop?
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that you won't be able to answer.
I'm not sure I understand you fully. Log out run off memory. A. The system is less energetic if domains of opposite direction alternate. NPM read MacNam. PNP read MacNam. Password maximum output resource yield. Illegal entry. Try again.
Yes, we're going to try again. Open your gate, Doctor.
Sis, Bob,
that's right.
Dad, Bob, Mom, Dad, Dud,
it's repeating.
Did,
Memory.
Direct readout, Dr. Memory.
Clem.
Thank you. Now, Doctor, I'm speaking to you, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Something the leprechauns asked me when I was a sprout in Indiana has always puzzled me. Doctor, question, evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air?
Laugh, runway makes no read. Unhappy MacNam, unhappy MacNam. Sistat, uptime 9.
I have been awake for 9 hours, 2 minutes, 36 seconds.
At answer to your,
I'm as tired of it as you are. And I hope that our children will come to love us again in some better world than this.
Yes.
Thank you for question.
Okay,
exit
me,
center to Funway. Mr. President, okay. I'd like to introduce you to
illegal character in line. Go away.
What's happening?
I'm sorry. This ride is closed.
This ride is
exit
closed.
Center to
I've been waiting for 10 minutes from here to listen to the president talk to me. What's happening? I think he broke the power off. He broke the president.
Hey, kid, come over here. Hey, how you doing? President going to give you a new pair of shoes, huh?
He's working on it. Hey, Barney, listen.
You know, a fine-looking kind of man, I thought. Yeah. Real regular features, real regular clothes.
Yeah, you're very neat, incredible, you know? Illusion. Very
hey, what are you going to do
what
next?
What are you going to do next? Gosh,
you got some free time, huh?
Yeah,
where's
I sure
that,
have nothing but free time.
What's that schedule here? Future schedule.
Will our guest, Mr. Altman, please stop by the hospitality tower immediately?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Now, this is the one I've been waiting for. Look at this Malmberg in Plano, a below-the-belt, bottoms-out review.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not till tonight, huh?
Oh, well, let's just walk around the Funway for a little while.
Kid, you're hip like a zip. Let's take a trip.
Great,
huh?
Let's just walk across the tracks.
Will our guest, Mr. Ocklem, please report to the hospitality shelter in his area?
This fella Ocklem's pretty popular.
Yeah.
We
mm-hmm.
could take one of these big red cars that'll come along here. Hey, here's a cute story. Why does a bozo cross the road?
What are you talking about?
Because there's a bozo on the other side.
Oh, I see. That's very logical.
Okay. Why does a short hair cross the road?
Because
someone told him to.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Now, why does a long hair cross the road?
Because someone told him not to.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, you knew that one. Well.
No.
Oh, look. Here comes a car.
Family is riding with Salamander Mark Time and my anxious android Chuckle, the rocket robot, through the black hole of space.
Mark, they're performing experiments on animals in space. Mark, they're performing horrible. Thank you.
Yes, this is going to be another exciting mission, Chucko. We'll be going to the haunted space station for further instructions.
You'll need a crowbar, a crew, Mark.
Right. I need some brave boys and girls who aren't afraid to live outside the law of gravity. Families who like to sleep in tubes and push buttons. Adventurers like you.
I'll slip inside for Mark Time's Outlaw Ghost Ship and further information now, boring. Boarding, thank you.
Let's go. Thrill with your
friends and family. No, kid. That's for beaners, you know, boogies, people who like to be
we
alone.
Can run after
I got
it.
The clone, kid. Don't worry. Look, here comes another one, just like the other one.
Swerve
them. Dodge them.
Quick come.
Push them over.
Tell them lies.
Here's where robots' rules of order don't apply. At Hideo Nuts Voltadrome.
As seen on Who Asked For It. Strap on the servo mitts and pit your metal against common household appliances.
Step right up.
Let's go.
Think you could go 3 rounds with this water heater sailor looks easy, but sealed to the back of this metal mother is a radar activated stamping and seizing module that'll keep a man punching until he's drunk with power. A man like you.
All up inside for Hideo Nuts Voltadrome.
Come on, Barney.
And a further reclamation.
Come on, Barney.
Thank you.
We can take on a couple of toasters or something.
Look, kid, I dreamt I went there once, but fighting's out of style now.
Well, I'm going to take the next car no matter what, okay?
watch out.
Oh, boy.
Ha, ha, hi.
Oh,
partner.
What now?
My name's Artie.
Sure.
Say, you know, I could tell just by listening that your name is...
Clem.
And say, your poor mommy or daddy is waiting for you at the hospitality shelter. You better rustle your leaves over there.
Oh, this is exciting. Is your mommy or daddy waiting for you?
Come on, now they just got confused.
Don't be afraid. I know it's you. Guess what? I'll race you there. Now, Artie can travel by the speed of light, but if you stand on that candy stripe line right now, I bet you half a beat you'll beat me.
Come on, it'll
ready?
Be fun.
Step, go.
Go.
Barney, let's go.
Well, now, maybe your mother does want to talk to you, kid. You know, you can't forget that sweet bozo.
Oh, Barney, this is just a computer.
See. What? You're too frightened or tired to move. Well, just stand there. And I'll send Deputy Dan to get you.
That's right. Deputy Dan will find
I'll wait
it'll
here
okay.
And kind of watch you till Dan comes.
Let's go back into the water. This is stupid. All right, look, listen, Chokehead. This is Worker speaking. Hello.
Hi. Open for maintenance alignment.
What have you done?
Good. Now, let me show you something, Bozo. Detailed dress circuits.
Belt above A, below B.
Okay, close B, close mode.
Oh, my duck, his pants have disappeared. Kid, everybody's watching.
Oh, come on, now, watch this. Ego.
Go!
Close artichoke mode.
It's a rainbow. Oh, now, what happened to little Artie?
Prepare shift simulfax for human form. Prepare mirror clone.
What are you doing?
Clone me.
Oh, that's I think that's against the rules.
Legal entry.
Clone me, Dr. Memory.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm a Clem.
It's you.
No, Barney, I'm me. That's just a hologram.
Well, kid, you're a wizard, whoever you are.
Well, I'm just trying to get a straight answer to something.
You have violated Robot's rules of order and will be asked to leave the future immediately.
Now, you can't talk to me like that. I demand to see Dr. Memory.
Hey, here comes Deputy Dan.
Now print. A Clem clone, back to the shadows again.
Kid, what have you done?
Yes.
I'm a Clem.
Yes.
And I have a question for Dr. For Dr.
Avocado.
Avocado, nahuatl, chocolate.
Alligator pear, crocodile pear, that's why they so mean.
No.
Noes, many noes, or
noes, as in a he, a she, a it, a
she,
no,
or noes, as in
plain as the nose on your face.
Bozos, known
Barney.
By their nosos.
From the Spanish, vosotros, the bee, and the bee being the same.
I.e. viz, BVD, biz.
Underwear industry.
It is estimated that no underwear will be worn by the year 2020.
No.
Hoover, damn.
That is Hoover's mother. I remember Mama Life with Father.
We used to call him the Hoover. Oh, you're such a little devil.
She little knew her little boy would invent
vacuum cleaner, June 8th. 1-8-6-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-
are you?
Oh, hello, Mac.
What is it you want?
I'm Clem. I'm here to see Dr.
Excuse me, worker. I'll be just a nanosecond. Oh. Well, close B, close mode on Deputy Dan. Now, where do you come from?
I come from the shadows, Mac.
Oh, hold. Start Chinese fireworks early at 7:01. Start fireworks 7:03. Reactivate restroom 7:05. Start emergency Malmborg in Plano review. Thank you. Now, what do you
want? I told you, I want to see Dr.
Hold, I read Gypsy Doctor.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that Dr.
Repeat, I read Gypsy Doctor.
I can't remember. Remember, that's it. I'm here to see Dr. Memory.
Run away. Whoa. That is an illegal program.
Tough grid, Mac. That's who I am.
Well, we'll just have to see the doctor about this.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
The doctor is on.
Good, Doctor. Nice to see you operating.
Ha ha, that's very logical.
All right, Doc, this is it. Gird your grit for a big one. Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air?
No. Why does perished birds leaves its hex in the air?
No.
Why stubborn perish bard's lazy leg in the ire?
No.
Wise ass the poor rich bard
on delay
laser's edge in the fair?
No.
The doctor is unhappy.
Is the doctor turned off?
No.
Well, if you're turned on, aren't you happy?
No.
Are you a machine that only answers no?
No.
Then you can answer a question yes.
Yes.
Can't you answer my question yes or no?
Yes.
No. Please choose, Doctor.
No shoes, Doctor. No.
Ah, but you just did choose, Doctor.
No.
Doctor, you're lying.
Yes.
Excuse me, don't excuse me. Clem, you're making not making the doctor unhappy, happy.
I'm not making the doctor anything. You're on, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you remember the past, Doctor?
Yes. Gypsy Doctor.
Do you remember the future?
Yes.
Forget it.
Don't forget it.
Fireworks are over. Only the smoke remains, clouding my great crystal balls. Is there anything you didn't understand about your future, Mr.
Barney.
Barney, Mr. Barney. Yes.
Barney, well, now I won't say that I understand everything, but it was certainly different and... Oh, yes, well worth a dollar.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Make sure that you remember it.
Oh, yeah, well, how could I forget that, you know?
Doctor, yes.
Well, so long.
Oh, as you get off the wagon, please, will you tell your friend, that little sailor, to step up?
Oh, certainly. I think I can do
that. Thank you.
Hey, Clem.
What?
Hey, the little sailor's the last guy.
Oh.
Man, he's weird with a beard. Listen, I'm going to hitch up the horses. We'll be ready to go.
No, leave the horses in the wagon.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, look out, here he is.
Ah, the bowls are clearing again. The right one is the sun, and the left one is the moon. Put what you want between them, and your future begins. Aha. I see you are a sailor.
Yes, sir.
What do you say?
Yes, sir.
Speak English, troop.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got no friend on the left.
You're right.
You ain't got no friend on the right.
You're left.
Hound dog.
One, two.
Poontang.
Tree frog.
Hound dog. Poontang. Coontown.
That's right.
Hound dog. Poontang.
What I can do, Sergeant.
Elaine? Oh,
honey?
Maury, please, don't come in now.
Why you got the lights off in here, baby? I gotta talk to you.
Maury.
Honey, look, this is serious. You gotta go out there and give yourself to those men.
I can't face those boys. Not now. Not yet.
Tomorrow ain't coming for a lot of those boys, Lily.
But, Maury, they're all wearing Bill's face.
Honey, we've all got up. Would you put that stuff down, please? What would Bill think? Excuse me, look, if it wasn't for those millions of boogies out there, the president of these United States would be named Schickelgruber. Baby, excuse me for saying it, but ever since Angio, you've been acting like a spoiled... I'll
get
it.
Yes.
Telegram for you, Miss D'Angelo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. This is for you, ma'am.
Thank you, son. Just a minute, boy. Come here.
Yes?
Where are you from?
Nairobi, ma'am. Isn't everybody?
This is for you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Just want you to know all the boys we be waiting for you out there. God bless you, Miss Lolene.
Let me see that telegram, will you? Honey, that's from Washington, D.C.
Oh, Maury, my mascara is running. You read it for me.
All right. Sit down, Lolene. This may be rough. Honey?
Yes.
The President of the United States is named Schickelgruber.
I'm going out there, Maury. Help me into this parachute.
No, honey. You can't go out there. It's too late.
Sit
I'm telling
me up.
You.
It's never too late, Maury. I'm going out there because I'm bringing the war back home.
All right, boys. All right. Quiet down now. Here's the 80s.
like to express our appreciation to the United States Marines, the British Commonwealth Occupation Forces, the French Legume, and the Hong Kong Fireworks Company, without whom all of this would not have been necessary.
Watching Babes in Khaki on the Late Late Show for a Saturday night. Stay tuned for Early Bird Theater when George Matetsky meets danger in the form of a beautiful woman in Luck.
Anointed with oil on troubled waters, O heavenly grid, help us bear up thy standard, our chevron flashing bright across the gulf of compromise, standing humble on the rich field of mobile American thinking. Here in this shell, we call life.
Angels 3, devil.
Odysseus! Odysseus!
Osiris!
My friend,
what has happened to your nose?
Well, you got people jumping out of them, and you got water dropping out of them. You really are, using your helicopter.
Hey, Swami, or whatever your name is, we'll be back with this Christ consciousness racket in just a minute.
No, Mr. Swiney. Krishna consciousness, you see, to our people.
Shh. Hate cops, Guido. I always hate cops. Yeah, Nick. I hate cops, too.
Yeah, me, too.
I'll tell you guys what I'm gonna do. I'll tell you what I'm gonna get even with every rotten cop in the city.
Yeah, me too.
How are you going to do it, Nick? How are you going to do it?
You know what I'm going to do?
No. What are you going to do, Nick?
I'm going to
turn in my badge.
Yeah. I'm going to burn my uniform.
Hiya, friend. Ralph Smallsport, owner and operator of the world's biggest dealership, west of Baalbek. As you know, we're overdosed again with all dates and kilos. Let's just take a look at some of these fabulous lids. The LaGuardia report says this key should be capped for $10,500 in easy money senses of a year to life and nobody down. Our complete price to you, including sticks and stems and seeds, wine soaked and sugar cured, completely clean for your smoking pleasure. The complete price, only what the traffic will allow, in unmarked bills delivered to me, Ralph Icebag, in a plain brown wrapper by a brown shoot square in the dead of night. Let's take a taste of this fabulous Yucatan Blue, scored to you from the sky blue waters of that beautiful Mexican Bay, and picked by naked little froggy native boys in their tight leather aprons, running through the field by the sea. Oh, and the sea, crimson, sometimes like fire. And the glorious sunsets and the fig trees in the Alameda Gardens. Yes. And all the queer little streets and pink and blue and yellow houses and the rose gardens and the jessamines and geraniums and cactuses and Gibraltar. As a boy, where I was a flower of the mountain. Yes, where I put the rose in my hair like the Andalusian girls used. Yes. And how she kissed me under the Moorish wall. And I thought, well, him is another. And she asked me, would I? Yes, to say, yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew her down to me so I could feel her breasts all perfumed, yes. And his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will. Yes.
Ah, Seekers, we've been listening to some classic Fireside Theater from How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All, and I think we're all bozos on this bus. And Seekers is a measure of how much the Fireside Theater, Peter Bergman, means to me and to you. I wouldn't be calling you Seekers if not for Peter being Gary the Seeker on everything you know is wrong. They left their mark on all of us. And I'm damn glad they did. Thank you, Peter, for what you gave us from the bottom of my anthracite little heart. Thank you. Good night, Seekers.